With BookBeats, I'm Don Swaim. When novelist Peter Straub was a kid in Milwaukee, he took up hypnotism as a hobby. Straub hypnotized his little brother and even stuck a pin in the boy's arm to see if he could feel it. Straub still feels guilty.
I think there is still a certain amount of guilt and shame attached to this, even though it didn't hurt him, because he was hypnotized.
Peter Straub used the idea of hypnotism for evil in one of the stories in his recent collection, Houses Without Doors.
A budding young psychopath murders his younger brother by using the post-hypnotic suggestion of the words Blue Rose.
Blue Rose, a name that pops up in a variety of ways in Straub's last three books. In another story, one of Straub's characters literally becomes part of the novels he reads.
When I read, what I most want is that experience, to have the world go away and that I be experiencing everything that the characters in the book are experiencing.
Another tale is set in an English manor house and has the feel of an old-fashioned ghost story.
Mrs. God is about a very disturbed American academic who has forced his wife to have an abortion, and he's tormented by the loss of that child. He's haunted by a dead baby.
Peter Straub's collection of short psychic and horror fiction, Houses Without Doors, has been reissued as a Signet paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Peter Straub, best known for such tales of horror and the supernatural as Floating Dragon, believes that the book is the world's greatest theme park. Good fiction figuratively sweeps Straub off his feet, and he often feels that he's part of the action.
I think it's a terrible pity when people can't do that, because for the people who can do it, this is how you learn about life.
As for the artist, Peter Straub says no one knows who'll be blessed by being given the creative urge.
It's like lightning. It can just hit anybody. And the kind of person it hits determines how it will be expressed.
Peter Straub's most recent book is a collection of short fiction called Houses Without Doors, now available as a Signet paperback.
But the whole impulse of the stories, in general, is to remove the reader from the realm of the ordinary world and to put him in a place that might be a lot less comfortable, but where he can experience things he wouldn't ordinarily experience.
There are nightmares in Houses Without Doors, stories of hallucinations, delusions, and terror, all the things that have made Straub one of the masters of horror fiction. Signet also published in paperback Peter Straub's most recent novel, Mystery, which is less horror than a detective story with psychic overtones. A lot of the action in Mystery is set on a Caribbean island called Milwaukee. The streets and geography are identical to those in Straub's hometown of Milwaukee, his way of amusing himself.
Of allowing myself to tap certain feelings associated with early childhood and things I remember from the late 40s and early 50s in Milwaukee.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.